Will you be price shopped? Will you be price shopped? The answer is absolutely yes. Listen to people's language, listen to their conversations. They're already talking about it. They're already looking for deals. The TV is already advertising huge discounts, giving away things, conditioning people, if you like, already to think that they're gonna get cheap. They're gonna get everything for free.
This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you are listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me.
Hey, Paul's peeps. It's Caitlin here, and I help members of the worldwide Paul Gough community be successful using our products and services. Today, I'm excited to bring you this episode of the Paul Gough Audio Experience. In this current global crisis, there's two specific things that will play a crucial factor in protecting your PT business from the downturn and ensuring that you make it through the coming recession. Those two things are recouping the cash you've missed out on and how you market and communicate to patients when money is tight during this recession. Why are they both so important? Well, the chances are you have used up some, if not all, of your cash reserves just trying to survive the initial COVID-19 crisis, which is why Paul has been rolling out free tips over the past week to help you recoup cash and market when times are tough. In this podcast, you'll be listening to these 8 cash-saving tips to help you for the coming recession. If you like this podcast and want access to Paul's free cash guide now, head to paulgough.com/cash to get this full cash saving guide to help you through the coming recession. Again, to get access to this multi-page report dedicated to help you in the coming months, head to paulgough.com/cash to get it for free today. And that's all I have for you. I hope this episode helps you and your clinic, and I hope you enjoy.
Hello, this is Paul Gough here. Welcome to my home in a very beautiful, sunny Orlando. So let me give you some tips to navigate this recession. Financially, this is going to be very difficult for business owners. So I'd like to help you. And the first thing that I think you need to understand is your own view, your own positive view on success. Guard it like your life depends upon it. Because right now, everywhere that you look, people will want to tell you that the world is bad. Now look, there are things happening that are bad. There is a pandemic, there is a global financial crisis, people are losing their jobs, sadly people are obviously losing their lives. There is a lot of bad going on. My tip and my point for you is don't make this worse than everybody else wants to make it worse. As a business owner, you have to have a positive outlook. You have to have a view of success that separates you from everybody else. You will not find it in the media, you will not find it online, you will definitely not find it on the social media channels. You probably will not find it by talking to your next door neighbor, or dare I say it, even by talking to friends and family. You will have to be a policeman of the conversations that you are having with people. You will have to police everything that anybody wants to talk to you about. And quite frankly, just refuse to take part in the conversations. As a business owner, the only chance that you have of being successful is if you actually believe that it is still possible. Now, let me give you a little example. Even when they tell you that recession is going to grip and everybody is going to lose their job. Well, quite frankly, everybody isn't going to lose their job. A significant number of people have lost their job. Many will get that job back very, very quickly. And when all of this settles down, there will be around about 10 to 12% unemployment. Not ideal by any stretch of the imagination. But it also isn't the end of the world. There has been significantly higher unemployment for sustained periods of time that the economy has bounced back from. And when you really break this thing down, how many people do you actually need to have a job in order to run a successful business? I completely respect that people have to find jobs and people have to do what is right for them to find a job. But as a business owner, one of the best things that you can do to support the economy, to bring jobs back, is to not be sucked into the negative attitudes of the world. Even with 10, 12, 15% unemployment, it means 85% of the country have a job. Candidly, 5% never wanted a job, which means you're left with the 10% in the middle. That will settle down and that will sort itself out. The job market will do its thing. If business owners like you and I, we do our thing. If we continue to market our businesses, we continue to believe that success is possible, we continue to look for reasons, for positive, if you like, for the sun coming up, from the good things happening around us, which there are. There are still many, many good things happening, I'm sure, in your life, in your family's life, in just generally good things happening in the world. Switch yourself off from the media, switch yourself off from the news, stop following idiots on Facebook or Instagram, stop listening to PT academics who just want to argue with each other every day, and start focusing in on the successful things that are happening right now that can happen to you. Be a policeman of your thoughts, be a policeman of your conversations, and do nothing but reinforce a positive attitude towards success. I'm not asking you or saying that you should be unrealistic. I'm just saying shut the bad things out. You can do that. You don't have to take part in negative conversations. You don't have to take part in negative conversations on Facebook. You don't have to watch the news. You don't have to read the news. For crying out loud, people will tell you what's going on. It's the only thing that they know how to talk about, which is fine for the rest of the world. Successful business owners just refuse to take part in the negativity and watch what will happen to your mindset, watch what will happen to your outlook, watch what will happen to your clarity and your view of the good things and the good opportunities that I guarantee are coming your way, that if you're focusing on the negative, you will not see them. So anyway, hope this helps. Your attitude about success right now will be tested over the next few weeks and few months, especially as the politicians want to chastise, if you like, successful business owners. They may make you out to be greedy for wanting to market and wanting to sell in a recession, but I absolutely assure you, the politicians, the only way that they have money to waste, spend on the economy, is if a successful business owner goes to work and is successful, brings people back into employment, creates profitable companies that gets distributed across the country. Do your thing for the economy. Refuse to take part in any negative views about what it takes to be successful. So here's another tip to help you survive the recession. We're also in a election year, and we are staring down the barrel of certain sides of the media and the government wanting to lambast pretty much anybody who dares to want to be successful, business owners, you and I. So basically we will be chastised for selling, we'll be chastised for marketing, we will be chastised for daring to want to grow our companies, to dare to want to actually make some money through a recession, and just generally try to, you know, correct everything that's happening, certainly in the economy right now. Politicians and people around those politicians will pull you down. My tip for you is to refuse to take part. You're going to have to refuse to take part in pretty much everything. Politics, recession, news, conversation with friends and family. Be very, very careful about who you hang out with, about what media you take part in, about who you're influenced by, because as all of this plays out, your view of the world will be severely negative, if you like, if you're not careful about who you are being influenced by. You don't need me to tell you which political parties will do a very good job, which news stations will do a very good job of chastising business owners for being greedy, for being thoughtless, for marketing, for selling, for basically doing what is required to help the economy, to give these so-called governments the money that they need, or waste, as is actually nearly always the truth, to help people who need it. Refuse to take part in what the politicians or anybody will have you believe is wrong, if you like, right now, when all you're trying to do is basically grow your business. Look after yourself, look after your family. Don't let anybody tell you that that isn't a good thing right now, because candidly, people need you to step up as a business owner. I had an argument recently with a few people on Facebook who accused me of selling and marketing, and will probably watch this video. The same idiots will be watching this video who told me that it was wrong to sell in the middle of a financial crisis. Well, you can tell that those people don't understand commerce, because the way to solve a financial crisis is by selling. And the way to solve mass unemployment is by actually growing a business. And you will only do that by selling and marketing. If people have stopped buying, it's because people stop selling, or they become timid about selling, and more people pull back from buying. If you want to help the economy, you want to help job loss, you want to help yourself, you want to help your family, you want to get this financial crisis over with as fast as possible, then sell. Be confident about selling, face it head on, be just unashamed about selling your services. You're trying to help people. You're trying to help people remain active and independent. We're not here to give our services away for free. That's not what the world needs right now. The world doesn't need to be dependent on more people. The governments have done a very good job of turning the majority of the world to be dependent upon the government. What we need to do is to help people be independent of governments, independent of ourselves, and help people depend upon only themselves. If we can help them to be active, we can help them to be mobile, we can get them moving, we can get them exercising, we can change people's outlook. And if we can change their outlook, they can make better decisions, they can fend for themselves, they can do good things in their community, they can do good things at work, they can get promotions, they can start businesses. Pretty much everything that is good about society requires them to have a positive outlook. To have a positive outlook, you must be pain-free. You must be able to move. You must be able to exercise regularly and frequently to release endorphins and adrenaline. Pretty much everything that we do is that. It supports the economy. It supports people making good decisions. So if you're a business owner, do not pull back from selling. Do not pull back from marketing. The PT academics, they will argue with each other on Facebook all day long. I have no doubt that somebody watching this video is already leaving me a review or a message saying I'm out of order, I'm out of touch with the times and various things. That same person is arguing over which philosophy, if you like, for the COVID-19 crisis was right or wrong, their version or somebody else's. When candidly, even in a situation like this, it does not matter. Even if you're right, nobody wins, and they haven't grasped this yet. Don't play their games, don't take part in it. If you're gonna use social media, sell. If you're gonna use social media, market. If you wanna send emails, send emails. If you wanna run your Facebook ads, run your Facebook ads. If you wanna do videos by your pool, do videos by your pool. Candidly, the people that matter don't care, and the people that care, they really don't matter. Anyway, hope this helps as part of our 7-day recession proofing your business tips series. Go ahead, leave a message in the chat below. Tell me how this video impacted you. All right, this is Paul Goff. Welcome from my home here in Orlando, Florida. Got another great tip for you today on how to survive this recession. It is quite simply, be careful who you hang out with. Be careful who you hang out with. There's a phrase or a saying that I was introduced to a few years ago, which basically went like this. Losers, how to spot a loser, all they do is talk about people. So they gossip, they are judgmental, they are scrolling through Facebook posts and having opinions and judgments on people who they don't even know. They don't understand the context of that person's post, never mind the context of that person's life. To me, that's a loser, right? That is somebody that you do not want to hang out with. And if you're spending your time on Facebook, you're spending your time on Instagram, fine, check it. You know, just check in, be sociable, do what it was designed for. But don't spend hours and hours scrolling through people's feeds, checking in on what they're saying, what they're doing, looking for pictures to see if they've defied lockdown. What good does it do you? What good does it do anybody, right? Losers, candidly, all they do is they obsess over other people. Right. Averagely successful, essentially there's three pockets of people. There's the losers, then there's the averagely successful people. Averagely successful people, all they wanna do is talk about things and stuff. So they'll just talk about things that they wanna buy, stuff they wanna get for the house, TVs they're buying, new cars that they're getting, couches, just stuff. Right? They just wanna talk about things and stuff. But the group of people that you wanna hang around with, the real successful people in life, all they want to do is talk about big ideas. All they want to do is talk about big ideas. The next big idea, the next thing that they're being juiced by, the next idea for their business, the next idea for starting another company, the next thing that they're going to do, which is going to create serious growth or opportunity for other people. They're the people that you need to hang out with through a recession. Not the losers. They'll just talk about other people. They'll just gossip. You know what I mean. And candidly, you'll have friends and family. All they want to do is talk about other people. They want to slag other people off. They want to pull other people down. And then you'll have people around you who are doing well. They're probably doing well in their career. They're doing well in their job. But all they want to talk about is the stuff that they want to get or the stuff that they want to buy. It's things and stuff people. I call them things and stuff. That's all they'll ever talk about. The third group of people, where you need to be. Successful business owners hang out with successful business owners, and all we do is talk about big ideas. We talk about the next big thing that we're going to do in our business. We're always thinking about the future. We're always thinking about what's next. What employment can we create? What can we do with our businesses that's going to be good for communities? It's going to be good for everybody around us. Be very careful, be very selective of who you hang out with over the next 6, 12, 18 months, because the category that you hang out with, I guarantee you will get sucked into. It may be a little lonely at first when you pull back from conversations on Facebook. It may be a little lonely when you pull back from Facebook or Instagram altogether. It may be a little difficult when you're out having a beer with friends and you refuse to not want to be part of the "I'm buying" conversations. And it may take you a little time to find the conversations that you want to have with people who just want to talk about opportunity. But I promise you, when you get there, the conversations that you have less of them, but they are wonderfully, stunningly fulfilling when you actually get to the point of meeting up with people. And all you want to do is talk about what good you're going to do, what ideas you've got, what you're going to implement next, what difference you're going to make in the world, how your company's going to employ people, what good that's going to do for the community, and how many people you're going to help. Anyway, hope that helps. I'll be back with another tip tomorrow. All right, so here's another tip for surviving the pending recession, financial crisis, whatever you want to call it. Will you be price shopped? Will you be price shopped? The answer is absolutely yes. Listen to people's language, listen to their conversations. They're already talking about it. They're already looking for deals. The TV is already advertising huge discounts, giving away things, conditioning people, if you like, already to think that they're gonna get cheap. They're gonna get everything for free. People who are thinking about buying a house right now are going to wait because they think they're going to get one cheaper further down the line. Everybody thinks that a car is going to be all of a sudden miraculously cheaper because, as somebody told me the other day, Hertz has gone bust. So there will be an influx of cars in the marketplace and cars will become cheaper. Hotels will become cheaper, apparently. Holidays will become cheaper. Everything's going to become cheaper. Probably not. People are going to price shop, that's for sure. Amazon is going to continue to make it very easy for people to price shop. And that means that your business is going to have to be very careful not to get sucked into the price drop mentality that many of your competitors will do. It goes back to the idea that the most important person in your clinic for the next 6, 12, 18 months is the person who answers the phone. The person who answers your phone and their beliefs about money, their beliefs about the situation, how they're being influenced by their friends and family. Are they catastrophizing everything? Do they talk about how everybody's lost their job, how everybody's got no money in your area, which candidly is a complete load of crap. It's statistically not possible everybody's lost their job, and certainly not everybody doesn't have money. It's true that less people have a job and people have used up some cash reserves, but it's not statistically true or factual thinking to say that everybody has lost their job. If you've got somebody answering your phone who is thinking this way, who's talking this way, you're in trouble. You're going to be in big, big, big trouble throughout this recession. So consider all of these things. People will price shop you, but it doesn't mean that you have to take part in the price shopping game. Now more than ever, it is about value. We're back in the economy of value. The value economy. Consumers have the upper hand, I will give you that, but it doesn't mean that they want the cheapest price. It means that they want the best value now more than ever. When we enter a financial crisis, when we're in turbulently financial times, people are less likely to spend money. It doesn't mean that they haven't got it. It just means because of the fear that's been pent up and built up over the last few weeks and months, they are more resistant to marketing and selling just because they want to hang on, which means you've got to move to the value-based economy. It means you've got to spend more time with people. You've got to win their trust. All of these things that you had to do pre-COVID-19, you have to do 10 times better during the financial crisis that we're in. And simply, businesses that were operating on a billable units, you know, kind of a unit production, clients in, clients out, two-minute phone calls and all that stuff that was prehistoric anyway, should never have been allowed to happen. Those businesses will go bust. Those businesses will not exist. They will be price shopped. The people will ring. They will ask how much. They will have three sessions instead of six. They will be less likely to take the wellness, the upsell options. If they don't feel the value from you and they don't get it from the guy or girl who answers your phone, your business will be in trouble. So will you be price shopped? Yes. Does it mean that you have to take part? No. It means that you need a better and more refined sales process. And it means that you have to be very, very close to the person who is answering your phone and listening to every word that comes out of their mouth, both on the phone and in casual conversations. I caught some of my staff in the last recession almost sympathizing and agreeing with patients about the lack of jobs and a lack of money that was doing nothing but bringing my business down. So be very careful, be a policeman of the conversations, understand the mindset of the person answering your phone. And if it's negative, if it's a fear of money, they are catastrophizing everything. You got to get them off the phone, or you got to train them, or you got to help them very, very quickly. Anyway, hope that helps. We'll be back with more tips to survive the recession tomorrow. Hello, this is Paul Goff. Welcome from Orlando. It is beautiful here. So we're talking about tips to survive the recession. Well, one of the things that you need to be is to be able to see into the next 3, 6, 9, 12 months and be expecting some bad things to happen. For example, referrals from doctors, they have changed. Referrals from doctors have dropped alarmingly for many business owners. And I spoke to a business owner recently who, it really alarmed me, the lack of understanding about what actually is happening right now. He asked me, you know, do I think it'll be next week or you know, next month before referrals from doctors come back? I said, what do you mean before they come back? And he said, like, to the level of pre-COVID. I said, you've got to be living in a completely different planet if you think that referrals from doctors are coming back to the level that they were pre-COVID-19 anytime soon. His response was, but people will use virtual seminars, virtual, you know, phone calls. I said, the problem is most people won't call to find out that that's even an option. People are staying away from doctors right now, and they are not going to call up and risk going to a medical office for what is a regular, mildly moderate low back or knee problem that they can live with for another few months, or that they can just take pills. Candidly, I think the increase in pills will be huge, and the people relying upon pills over the next few weeks, months, possibly years as this thing rolls on, will be huge. And in contrast to that, there will be a reduction in referrals to doctors and from doctors for physical therapy. And I think you have to be aware of that. And it's part of the battle plan, if you like, of a business owner, that they've got to start thinking about what is really happening here now. This thing is big. The hurricane has passed. The hurricane has passed, but there's going to be a long tailwind. And that long tailwind includes people staying away from doctors. You've got to be now thinking about Google, about spending more money there. People are searching for advice. They're looking for ways. It doesn't mean that people won't want help. It means that they will stay away from doctors. And it also means that they are less likely to get a referral from that doctor to PT, simply because of what's called the friction, which will stop people from accessing a doctor. I'm aware that it will be very easy to do a virtual session with a doctor. Candidly, most of the world ain't. That to them is a new hurdle, it's a new barrier, it's new technology. Unless the guy or girl in that doctor's office is trained to sell the value of virtual health, which they won't be, you know as well as I do, that the girl on the phone will be dreadful at selling them into a virtual session. There will be technical problems, there'll be all sorts of issues. And most people just won't even know that it's an option, unless somebody's gonna spend billions of dollars emailing and sending letters to every single household in your country. Most people are not even going to be aware that virtual seminar exists. To think any otherwise is dangerous. A virtual session is possible, but it may not be something that the average person on the street would ever even consider or deem valuable. Look at the challenge that PTs have had with telehealth. We've worked with 100 plus business owners. We've had to teach them how to market it. We've had to teach them how to sell it. We've had to teach the front desk girl or guy how to talk, how to sell the value of it, how to get follow-up sessions. And it's not been easy. And we've gone at it head on. I can guarantee you that isn't happening in a doctor's office. There wouldn't even be a script that is given. So prepare yourself is my tip. Accurate thinking is going to be needed. Start to think about the new life, if you like, that we're now having to build a business in, which was nothing like pre-COVID-19. That will be one of your greatest gifts as a business owner, to start to think about what is likely. And even if you've considered it, it means that the negative impact of what's likely is not going to affect you as much as everybody else around you. Hope that helps. Hey, this is Paul Goff. Welcome to another recession busting tip. I'm live here in Orlando. So here's a tip. A lot of people worried about sales in a recession. It's very simple. Switch to what we call permission-based sales. Permission-based sales is where you almost get closer to the patient on the phone or in your reception or in your treatment room, and you ask them a series of questions. You don't tell them how many sessions you need. You ask for their permission to tell them how many sessions they need. So instead of saying, hey, you'll need six, you might say something like, hey, is it okay to tell you how many sessions you will need? They'll say yes, and then you'll tell them. And you insert a tiny bridge into the conversation that you're having with patients. They feel much more comfortable, they feel much more in control, they feel more relaxed, they feel like you know them, they feel like you understand them, and you will almost dance with them, if you like. You're gonna dance with them through these conversations. What many businesses are gonna do, they're gonna tell people, they're gonna be more forceful, or they're just gonna be scared to tell people at all, and they're not gonna tell them what they need. They're gonna say, let's have a few sessions and see how it goes, and nobody's gonna benefit. The patient's not gonna benefit, the clinic's not gonna benefit, the business owner's not gonna, nobody's gonna benefit from this, from this lack of knowledge when it comes to sales, if you like. So switch to what we call permission-based sales. There's more information on that in my book, To Sell Is Healthy, but permission-based selling, it's here. Am I okay to tell you more about the choices that we've got? Am I okay to tell you what you've or what you need? Am I okay to tell you how much this is gonna cost? You've gotta switch to permission, where the customer agrees to let you sell to them. And if you can do that, you're gonna get a lot less friction or tension, if you like, in your sales process in your business. Hope that helps. My book is available, To Sell Is Healthy. By the way, Paul's sales book, or head over to paulgoffbooks.com and you can get a copy of it. I'm sure it'll help you and your team navigate the financial crisis that we're in. Hello, this is Paul. Welcome to another tip for surviving the upcoming recession. So everybody keeps saying in a recession, in a downturn, there are opportunities. Every yin produces a yang. Well, I agree. Every time you see a door close, a door opens. But where are the opportunities for you? Where are the opportunities for a small physical therapy business? Well, one, I believe, that needs to be explored is the using of Zoom for classes as lead generation, not for money, not to charge, just very simply as lead generation, that you can get people onto a Zoom class, onto a seminar type, you know, situation where you're gonna have 10 or 15 people. Mondays is for knee pain, Fridays is for back pain. Have people go through a series of exercises with your PT. It's for free, it's not for profit, but it is for lead generation purposes. Specifically, when people are, unable to commit or decide, you can use the lead generation classes as a holding class, as a holding pattern to put people in, let them go through one or two exercises with you, get comfortable with you, and have your physio or you make an offer at the start of the Zoom class or at the end for a free discovery session. I think that is now where the opportunity is to take everybody's habit, which is to be online and attend all of these classes, and have them get to know you some more, get them to feel comfortable with you, and at the end, offer them a free discovery or a session with you into your class. Hope that helps. We'll be back with some more recession tips. Hey, this is Paul Goff. Welcome to my home here in Orlando. Look, if you are a PT business owner, you are probably experiencing, like everybody else right now, a sales and conversion slump. Patients are dreadfully frightened. They are frightened beyond belief right now. This is a very different recession than the last one. The difference between this recession and the last one is that the banks screwed up last time. The difference between this one is that there's actually money around. There is mass unemployment, but there is money around. The banks are actually lending people money right now, which means that cash isn't as much of the problem as is the fear. The fear right now is what's causing people and will be what causes people to stop spending money with businesses like yours and mine over the next few months, if not years. The tailwind of COVID-19 is gonna be long, and it's gonna be very difficult for people who do not have their sales process sorted out, which is why I would encourage you to get this. It's my book, it's called To Sell Is Healthy. It's almost as if I wrote this book knowing what was to come, because everything that you need to survive in a recession, when money is tight, when patients are reluctant to spend, is inside these 220 pages. I talked to you about something called permission-based selling, which is the new strategy that you're gonna need. And most importantly, I talked to you about how to get you and your staff over the phobia that you might have about selling, about rejection, about being labeled, about being judged, all of the things that you and I know are actually the real reasons that PTs don't like to sell. Look, it is tough out there right now, but patients need you more than ever. The economy needs you to sell. And if you don't have your sales and marketing game sharpened, it's going to be a very brutal recession. This book, To Sell Is Healthy, I'm going to give it to you for free. Just pay shipping. That's how much I believe in the book. It will absolutely, I guarantee you, help you. It is flying off the shelf right now. Clinic owners all across the world are using this book to train their staff, to improve your confidence, to improve their selling, improve their prices. Many people who have read this book have reported raising their prices even in a recession. Now is the time to do it. Now is the time to be brave. And learn how to sell. Give this book to your staff, read it yourself, devour it, learn all about permission-based sales, learn all about preeminence. Now more than ever, you need to understand these types of strategies. And now more than ever, you need to understand that really the psychology of selling is what you need to know more about. How to get over the fear of being judged, how to get over the fear of being labeled as salesy, how to get over the fear of people worrying about people judging you for selling in a financial crisis. How dare a business owner sell in a financial crisis? I mean, how dare a business owner actually do the thing that will solve the financial crisis, which is sell and continue to grow their business, to employ people, to help people get back to work who've got back problems and knee problems. That's what selling does. If you, as a PT business owner, can get better at selling, get better at helping people, understand the value of your services, we can solve this recession, we can get people back to work, we can get people back to healthy. It's all in this book. To Sell Is Healthy. Get the unshakable confidence to sell your physical therapy services at twice the price you are now. You will be price shopped, you will be price shopped by patients, but they're looking for value. In this book, it tells you how to sell the value to patients. Confidently, I'm reading the back right now, confidently, ethically, and professionally sell your physical therapy services. I'll give you the book for free. Just pay the shipping costs and I'll send it to your clinic in the next few days. That's it from me. Get your free copy of the book while stocks last and we'll ship this to your clinic in the next few days. Enjoy.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at @thepaulgough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.